welcome to part three of your 2014-2015 reading. Speaking to you on Saturday morning, the 4th of October, with Mercury now retrograde. That happened a bit earlier today. And I have two astrology afterthoughts for you. Not 35-40 minutes worth. This is going to be a couple of minutes. Very simple message. And the message is, be your own boss. Be your own leader. Be the person in charge when there is something important going on in your life. And I would say that, in particular, this follows two main areas of life. One is your health and one is your money. Regarding both, but let's start with matters of health. I know that most people just basically go to the doctor and believe what the doctor says. And I have hardly seen anything cause more trouble for people than doing this. It's not just that American doctors are poorly trained. It's not just that they're businessmen. It's not just that they're lawyers with stethoscopes. It is that they are human and are often not working with full information. They are often not motivated by true, passion for science and don't necessarily have the spiritual piece down. So they're also not working on their own body. They are working on your body and therefore have nothing to lose. And this is a cautionary note. So you must be the one who is aware of, for example, the diversity of opinions on any subject or condition. You must be the one who is aware of the influence of any substance or drug that you are prescribed. You are the one who must understand that there are alternatives to surgery, and sometimes they are much better, easier, more effective, cheaper, and a heck of a lot safer. And you need to find those. I could go on and on with this, but I think that you basically get the idea. It is crucial to have several professional opinions on anything that's of what I would call genuine consequence, and in addition to have done your own homework. So this is the antithesis of the just make it stop hurting or I just want to be better school of thought, and it involves you taking command of your healing process. And where I'm reading this is Chiron in Pisces in your sixth house. Now, what is interesting about your sixth house is the possibility of seemingly medical situations that have no known cause and cannot be identified. That would be Neptune in your sixth house. And this leads the way to non-diagnosis, misdiagnosis, it's not really happening, it's all in your head, and so on. And so it's necessary to use the power of Chiron to penetrate through this seemingly impenetrable veil or fog or confusion or lack of tangible concrete truth and actually ascertain what is going on. So this can range from the most, you know, basic rudimentary issues. For example, does it make any sense at all to get a flu shot? Are you aware of the dangers before they stick that thing in your arm and can't suck the alleged medicine out? So, for example, it would make a lot of sense to read the literature on the flu shot. Flu shot, for example, is a guess. The doctors go, a couple of them from CDC in Atlanta, go to China, and they pick a couple of things they think might be the new flu of the year. They guess. It is actually a guess. And then those strains are potentized. They're put into the injection. And then you can't walk into CVS or Rite Aid without being kind of pummeled by the seeming obligation to get a flu shot, or you're crazy. And that's where your hackles should go up, and you might want to start thinking a little bit more like an investigative reporter and say, wow, I imagine there must be something in those corporate files. I wonder what it is. And you can Google it. Okay, so this is about taking charge of your health. Taking charge of your money, similar thing. You must be the authority figure who takes charge of your money, including when being advised by financial professionals. You are represented by Saturn in the second house, Saturn being a very important planet for Libra. And this is saying take charge, take command, get information. Make sure that you have ways of verifying that the people who are assisting you are competent, and put up with nothing that you do not find savory. In the immediate zone of time, assuming that you're listening to this during Libra 2014, I know there'll be readers far in, listeners far into the future, but Mercury is retrograde through most of October 2014, and so it is not the time to implement final decisions. Wait till Mercury retrograde and the associated eclipses have passed by, and you have all the information that you need. But this quality of get to the bottom of things persists as part of your astrology for this whole solar cycle, the whole year that is ahead. Okay, let's look at some tarot cards. Nicely shuffled, not yet spread. I'm using the Voyager Tarot by James Wanless. I've probably experimented with somewhere between 50 and 100 different tarot decks. I've kind of basically tried every deck that seemed vaguely interesting, and of them all, this is the deck that I have stuck with and that I'm the most passionate about. And what I love about it is that it is so friendly and modern and traditional at the same time, and that it is, it just seems to be on level ground and level-headed. You know, you ever talk to or listen to James Wanless? I know I've got an interview somewhere in the archives with him. Very straightforward guy. Corporate consultant and mystic. PhD in political science from Columbia University. Someone who is very widely diversified and, you know, and believes in having a good life and believes in the use of the mystical arts for pragmatic purposes. It's not hocus pocus to James Wanless. So the deck is called the Voyager deck, and I've got 10 cards spread out here for you. Let's take a look. Alrighty. So I turn over card number 4 first, which is the card of that which you want, the goal. I think the old deck, the old spread, Celtic cross spread, calls this position, this is what crowns you and could come into being. I modified that to look at what you want, consider what you want. Okay, so that is purity. That comes out as purity, and there's a window looking up at the sky. There is a light. I think he means purity in the symbolic sense. We could think of it as clarity. That light looks like a Clara story. Clarity means the light shines through, and there's lots of imagery in this card of the light shining through. So this is what to think of as the objective, as the goal. Okay, first card. This is what covers you. Knowledge. We have an image of Einstein and lots of crystals and a galaxy and a child's hand with a multifaceted crystal ball in it and lots of, well, crystal clusters, basically, you know, kind of a cosmic cosmic array. And this is an extension of the idea of purity. But whenever I think of Knower, actually, is the name of the card. So it's saying that you're the one who knows. If this is your significator, this is saying, assume you know, and therefore use your knowledge. You could look long and far for a therapist wise enough to say that, as mine once said to me, use what you know, Joe Truso. If you're in the Hudson Valley and are looking for a wise person, a lot of the wisdom that I bring to you is collected gems of wisdom that Joe has taught me over the years. Use what you know, being one of my favorites of all time. All right, Next card, basis of the question, the seer. Again, an image of one who sees, one who knows. I think knowledge and vision are the perfect combination, and we have a quest here that you've been on for a while to see and to find out, and now you know. All right, third card, third position, passion. Ten of Cups. This is in the position of this is what surrounds you and is in the process of leaving, or what you could think of as the current, present, immediate environment, what surrounds you, and that is passion. So we've got two cards on the blue side of the spectrum with a dash of warmth, red, purple, and then two on the fiery side of the spectrum. The Sage of Wands is a orange hued card, and the Ten of Cups is as well. With this deck, I really pay attention to the color scheme of the cards because I think that it conveys a lot of the information that that you need. And these cards are not drawings; they are collages of imagery cut from advertising, literally cut with an X-Acto blade from mountains of magazines by a collage artist. And not one bit of this imagery was permission given to use. It's all found art. Not one single bit. And even better, there hasn't been one complaint about the use of any image in the entire time the deck has existed. Anyway, blue and orange. So we're covering the spectrum here, and pushing into the future is the cool side of the spectrum, and leaning back into the past is the warm side of the spectrum. So there's almost a refinement process of having experienced direct passion and a kind of a fiery drive, and then proceeding with clarity and coolness into the future. And speaking of, let's turn over the first direct concrete card of the future, and we get the Ace of Cups. This is bold red, a bit of pink, surrounded by blue. It is the root of the powers of love. I consider this to be the card of self-love and self-love excursions and journeys, which reminds me of an afterthought that of a moment that I had last night driving to get my dog friend Jonah groomed. That was this. And this is the Ace of Cups reminds me of this idea, which is why I throw some tarot cards, so I can be reminded of ideas. That being, remembering that Libra is the sign of relationships, right? And that with Uranus in your seventh house, there is a quality that is spontaneous and unpredictable. And there's also the possible opening to people who can be distracting. And there is, I think, based on that, an efficiency question. And the efficiency question is, what do you use relationships for? Have you characteristically used relationships for that is at times tremendously difficult, but which you can provide for yourself just as easily? And I would suggest that under the current astrology, and now reminded here by the Ace of Cups, the root of the powers of love being self-love, that there may be many things that in the past you've used and depended upon relationships for that you could provide for yourself and then use relationships for some other purpose, something else that relationships offer that maybe is not as easy to provide for yourself, but much of what you have depended upon relationships for in the past, you actually can give yourself. And with consciousness and openness, that includes many dimensions of sex, which is one of the biggest lures into relationships, many dimensions of companionship, one of the biggest lures of relationships. And the hint here is, well, start with you and see what you can do on your own, and then see what then it's helpful to expand into others for? And, you know, though it sounds a bit crude, what's the cost-benefit analysis? Is this worth it for this dimension of the relationship? Well, I don't necessarily need someone for that. I can get that much more easily myself. Ah, well, but this is something that can more likely only be found in a relationship. That's worth some effort. So I'm suggesting some efficiency here and some analysis. Okay, Ace of Cups, the root of the powers of love, remembering that it is kind of pointless to seek love outside yourself, and that it is much easier to find love outside yourself, if such a thing is even possible, when you are in a space of being grounded and solid in your self-love. All right, resistance. This card is called in the traditional spread, quote unquote, your negative feelings, and I've translated that into resistance. Fortune. All right, so that to me says think bigger. Fortune is a trump card. This is saying trust the turns of fortune, first of all, because the fortune card, the Wheel of Fortune in the traditional spread decks, is Crowley explains this beautifully. If you want a great book on the tarot, the Book of Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, by Aleister Crowley, really one of the best esoteric books I've ever worked with. It teaches you a ton of astrology as well. Crowley, not regarded an astrologer. We know his tarot deck. We know his crazy reputation. Fucking good astrologer. Of this card, he said, well, the Wheel of Fortune represents any turning of the wheel, any turning of fortune. But generally, since people come to tarot wanting the wheel to turn in their favor, wanting to ride the wheel up, wanting to have an improvement of some kind, therefore, you can look at this card as suggesting a turn of fortune that brings an improvement. Great thinking, right? And so you have it in the position of resistance. So it's like saying, resisting change, resisting the turn of fortune that would help you rise on the wheel to a new level and transcend. So the advicey way to say this is go with change, because change is likely to bring positive benefits with it. And notice when you're resisting change, and notice when you're resisting things going brilliantly. Okay, the next two cards are the relationship angle. So I've got two in my spread. The traditional spread has one. Two is better than one in this case, and it's not that many more, but at least it's double, and we get to contrast them and see what's going on. So the one closest into you is the Ace of Worlds. Success. We've got two aces next to one another. So there is an implication here of positive benefit from interrelations with others, and also the beginnings of any kind, and the possibility of a beginning of a partnership that is a professional partnership, a creative partnership of some kind. Wands being the suit of enterprise and distinction. Next card over. Breakthrough. The Seven of Worlds. So, success is the Ace of Worlds, and the card Breakthrough is the Seven of Worlds. So the message here, now Worlds, let's see, there's not a Wands suit in, oh, there is a Wands suit, because he changes the names of the suits deliberately to kind of scramble your adhesions to the old meanings of the cards, which is kind of clever. He doesn't change the suits entirely, but he shuffles the suits a bit. So we've got Worlds here, which to me they're kind of wandish, even though there's a wand suit. The Worlds suit in this deck has the sensation, the feeling, and moreover the color scheme of the wands suits in other decks. And to me, this is the suit that reminds me of Enterprise more than the wands suit does in this deck. And so First of all, success and breakthrough, you can't argue with that in any kind of relationship. Second, there is this emphasis on what I would say as creative partnership that is highlighted here. So notice that, pay attention to that, and allow that in when it comes and cultivate it. And there's not even really a hint here to be cautious of anything but your own potential resistance to success. Okay, last card, outcome at present course and speed. The Universe, card 21, also called the World. In older decks, I think Crowley calls it the Universe. He picks up on that name. And so this is a very, very solid spread, with the only real caveats being use what you know and notice if you are resisting success, if you're resisting benefit and fortune. Okay, now I have a confirmation card, last card, and I've drawn here narrowness inverted. Now, I don't use the inverted cards all the time. I use my intuition when to leave it inverted, and this to me is saying, P.S., by the way, keep an open mind. Let's draw one more card and see what that says. Love, Three of Cups. All right, so narrowness inverted, reminder to keep an open mind, trumped by Love, Three of Cups, Abundance. All right, on that note, I leave you and wish you a happy birthday. Don't miss the forthcoming conversation we get to have. You'll get an email about that. All access pass holders are invited to that as well. And everyone who purchased this particular reading, it's usually at 7 Eastern time on a weeknight, and we will be talking about anything that's come up in this reading or in your astrology that you like. I do suggest getting there. The beauty of these meetings is, first of all, they're not exactly a mob scene. Some people definitely show up. And second, people are shy. And the fact that people are shy, tend to be shy, means that you will definitely have an opportunity to speak up, participate, ask questions, and respond to what other of your co-Planet Waves reading customers are thinking, feeling, and saying about their astrology. A pleasure doing this work for you. I'll see you again with the annual edition, which will be out in about 3 months from now. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you on a different day. Bless, and bye for now. Thank you.